The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This tree has highly prized rot-resistant wood, good for building. In fact, the city of Venice, Italy, was built mostly with this wood. It grows in the bleak tundras of Canada and Siberia, but also is abundant in European forests. It's used to make bonsai trees and is one of the last trees to turn color in fall. What tree is it? It's the tamarack or larch tree. The most common larch are species native to Europe and North America. They grow in cold northern areas and are hardy to zone 2. They're unusual because although they have needles like pines, they're deciduous and drop their needles in winter. Their late fall golden color is striking, especially since it occurs often after all the other deciduous leaves in the forest have fallen. Larch is a large tree that can grow more than 100 feet tall, although the eastern larch in our area grows a bit shorter. They grow well in wet soils and look best planted in groves. But you don't need acres of land to enjoy larch trees. There are dwarf and weeping versions that make for interesting specimens in your yard. Weeping larch only grows as tall as it's staked and, if not staked, can be pruned to grow like a ground cover. Dwarf varieties such as Deborah Waxman only stand 6 to 8 feet tall and can be pruned to grow in a more bush-like form. All larch have soft, light green needles in spring that turn a bluish green in summer before their fabulous golden fall color. And now for this week's tip. After last weekend's blast of cold air made for an abrupt end to our growing season, it's tempting to forget some veggies actually survived. Protect carrots and parsnips in the ground into winter by mulching them with a 2 to 4 foot thick layer of hay in early November. This will keep the ground from freezing and allow you to harvest into the new year. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about mushrooms. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.